Good evening, everybody. In a moment, I'm going to introduce myself. But before that, I'd like to open in a word of prayer again.
Ahojte všetci. Rada by som vám niečo zdieľala z Božieho slova, ale predtým by som sa rada s vami pomodlila.
So God, we come to you again right now, and God, I thank you that your presence is in this place.
Bože, ďakujeme ti, že tu môžeme byť a ďakujeme ti, že tvoja prítomnosť je na tomto mieste.
I thank you for every person in this room.
Ďakujem ti za každú osobu, ktorá je na tomto mieste.
Lord, I don't know them.
Bože, ja ich nepoznám.
But you know them.
Ale ty ich poznáš.
You know their name and you know the number of hairs on their head.
Ty poznáš ich mená a poznáš aj počet vlasov na ich hlavách.
And Lord, you know the plans that you have for them.
A ty poznáš aj plány, ktoré máš pre nich.
And Lord, I pray right now that you would use tonight, Lord, to stir something in our hearts.
Bože, ja sa modlím, aby si niečo roznietil v našich srdciach.
Lord, if we've put away the dreams and the plans that you've had for us, Lord, I pray that you would stir something, that we would start pursuing them again.
Pane, ja sa modlím, aby si nám pomohol dať tie plány, ktoré my máme v našich srdciach a aby si mohol roznietiť svoju lásku v našich srdciach.
I thank you for what you're going to do tonight in our hearts, in Jesus' name.
Ďakujem ti za to, čo dnes urobíš v našich srdciach. Ježišovom mene. Amen.
Amen. So, again, hi everybody. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Anita and I am from Canada.
Čiže dobrý večer všetci. Ja by som sa vám chcela predstaviť. Moje meno je Anita a prichádzam k vám z Kanady.
This is actually the second time that I've been at your church.
To je vlastne prvýkrát, čo prichádzam do vášho zboru. First time or second time?
Second time, sorry. The first time was last July. I don't know if anybody was here at that point, if you remember me. One person at the back, Pastor Wendell. Oh, and Leticia.
Čiže určite jedna osoba, čo je tu, si ma pamätá, je to Leticia.
And Igor, do you remember me?
A Igor, pamätáš si
ma? A little bit, kind of? Oh.
Trošičku?
Well, he should remember us because in July, we came with a team from Canada. My husband and I came with a team. And we worked with Pastor Igor, Pastor Wendell, and Pastor Bill Howell, who I think you know. And we worked in the Roma camps, ministering to kids.
Čiže my sme pracovali s pastorským tímom v júli v lete a pracovali sme s romskými deťmi.
So I just want to tell you a little bit about myself. Like I said, I'm from Canada, and at home, I work at my church as a communications and missions director.
Čiže rada by som vám povedala niečo o sebe. Prichádzam k vám z Kanady a pracujem v službe s komunikáciou.
Communication and what? And missions.
A s misiami.
And I also work with Pastor Bill and Roma Learning to Fly.
A takisto pracujem s pastorom Billom a Roman?
Roma Learning to Fly, yes.
Yeah. Okay,
that's his name. Roma, yeah.
His name.
There we go.
Okay. Nové krídla pre Romu.
Okay. I wanted to just show you a quick picture of my family. I believe Peter has it. This is my family. This is my wonderful husband, Rich. And he was so kind to stay home in Canada and take care of the kids while I came here to Slovakia to be with you for a week. But this is Rich and my three beautiful half Sri Lankan, half German children. This Ella, the oldest, Micah, the middle, and Silas. So they are missing me right now, but they are also praying for me and praying for you in the service. So that's my family.
Čiže toto je rodina Anitina. A toto je jej manžel Rich. Toto sú jej tri deti krásne. A Rich bol vlastne taký veľmi ústretový, že zostal s deťmi doma, začal, čo ona mohla prísť kázať sem.
I don't know if I could.
That's okay. Lydia, you're doing a great job because I totally forgot to stop and let you translate. So the video that we just watched, when I first saw it, it reminded me of something.
Čiže keď som prvýkrát videla to video, tak mi to niečo pripomenulo.
And what really hit me was how much it reminded me of my own story.
A to, čo ma úplne zasiahlo, bolo to, že mi to pripomenulo môj vlastný príbeh.
And I want to share with you tonight a little bit about my story.
A rada by som s vami zdieľala trochu zo svojho príbehu.
So I need to take you back to when I was 16 years old.
Čiže potrebujem sa vrátiť s vami tam, keď ja som mala ešte len 16 rokov.
So Many of you look older than 16, but is there anybody here that's 16 today? Anybody that age? No, everyone looks a little bit older.
Väčšina z vás vyzerá, že ste starší ako 16 rokov, ale je tu medzi vami niekto, kto má 16 rokov, alebo...
No. Pastor Wendell, no? You're older than... Okay, okay.
Pastor Wendell? Nie.
Okay. Well, I was 16 and I was in a church service one day.
Čiže ja som bola, mala som 16 rokov a jedného dňa som bola na bohoslužbe.
And I can't even tell you what the pastor was talking about.
A ja ani neviem povedať presne, že o čom bol pastor, teda o čom rozprával.
And probably at 16 years old, I don't even know if I was really paying attention.
A v 16 rokoch ani neviem, či som naozaj dávala pozor.
But as I was sitting there, I felt something happen to me.
Ale keď som tam sedela, tak som cítila, že niečo sa so mnou stalo.
All of a sudden, I felt a heat come over me, and I felt like a burning in my heart.
Čiže zrazu som zacítila nejaké také pálenie, nejaký zápal, ako keby vo mne niečo horelo.
And the pastor, he stopped what he was talking about.
A pastor sa zastavil, prestal hovoriť to, čo hovoril.
And he said to the congregation, he said, I believe right now God is speaking to some people's hearts.
A povedal, že verím tomu, že Pán Boh teraz niečo hovorí do ľudských srdc, ktorí sú tu.
He said, I believe God is giving people some dreams.
Vravel to, že verím tomu, že Boh dáva do ľudských srdc teraz sny.
He's calling some people to ministry.
Volá niektorých ľudí do služby.
And if you feel a burning in your heart, come forward for prayer.
A keď tiež cítite ten zápal vo vašich srdciach, tak poďte dopredu pre modlitbu.
So, of course, I immediately knew, okay, that's me. I feel a burning in my heart. So I went up to the front, I ran to the front, and I spent so much time there in prayer.
Okay, so, čiže samozrejme, ja som vedela, že to je o mne, a tak som hneď bežala dopredu a strávila som nejaký čas v modlitbách.
I didn't move for, I don't know how long I stayed in that place, but I stayed for a long time and cried in prayer and still felt the presence of the Holy Spirit on me.
Ja som bola tam vpredu a neviem, čo sa presne dialo, ale cítila som Božiu prítomnosť Ducha Svätého a modlila som sa a plakala som.
And that night God gave me a dream of reaching children around the world for him.
A tú noc mi Boh dal taký sen, aby som jeho evanjelium zasahovala deti.
So that was when I was 16 years old. A few years later, I had plans to go to Bible college.
Čiže to bolo, keď som mala 16 rokov a potom neskôr som dostala sen, aby som išla na štúdium Božieho slova.
I was on fire for the Lord and I was ready to change the world for him.
Bola som úplne zapálená pre Božie veci a bola som pripravená na to, aby som zmenila svet.
So a few months before starting school, I thought, before I commit 4 years of my life to school, I'm going to travel.
Čiže chvíľu predtým, než som začala, šla na tú biblickú školu, tak som nejaký čas strávila...
You spend some time with what? Sorry.
I'm going to travel the world.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Čiže sa rozhodla, yeah, že pôjde trochu precestovať svet.
And I made plans to go to my home country where I'm from, Sri Lanka, on my own.
Čiže som sa rozhodla, že pôjdem do...
You will go to Sri Lanka?
Yes, I spent...
Čiže ja pôjdem do Sri Lanky na nejaký čas.
Yeah. And on that trip in Sri Lanka, something happened to me.
Čiže na tej ceste do Sri Lanky sa mi niečo stalo.
Someone very close to me hurt me.
Niekto, kto mi bol veľmi blízky, ma zranil.
It was something, I went through something that no young woman should ever have to go through in their life.
Čiže prešla som si niečím, čím by žiadna mladá žena nemala prejsť.
When I returned home, I kept it to myself secret for a while.
Keď som sa vrátila naspäť domov, tak som si to držala v sebe, také tajomstvo.
But finally, I worked up the courage to tell my mother about what had happened.
Ale nakoniec som dostala odvahu, aby som sa zverila svojej mame.
Now, I'm a mom. You saw pictures of my three kids.
Čiže ja už som tiež mama a tiež ste mohli vidieť obrázok mojich troch detí.
If anybody even looks at my children the wrong way, I turn into another person.
Čiže keď sa len niekto pozrie zle na moje deti, tak sa zmením zlého človeka.
I might look small and quiet and maybe nice, but I will turn into a bear.
Ja možno vyzerám, že som milá, malá a zlatá, ale keď sa niečo stane mojim deťom, tak sa zmením v zviera.
And when I told this thing to my mom, I wanted her to protect me.
Čiže keď som toto povedala svojej mame, tak som chcela, aby ma ochránila.
I wanted her to say, this shouldn't have happened to you and I won't let this happen to you again.
Čiže chcela som a dúfala som, že mama povie, toto sa ti nemalo stať a nechcem, aby sa ti to znovu stalo.
But that's not what my mom did.
Ale to nie je presne to, čo moja mama spravila.
She didn't believe me.
Ona mi neverila.
She said it never happened.
Povedala, že to nikdy nestalo.
And we can't talk about this ever again.
A že už o tom nikdy nebudeme rozprávať.
So that day, I took those dreams that God gave me and I put them in a box.
Čiže v ten deň som vzala všetky svoje sny a zabalila som ich do krabice.
And I put that box on a shelf and wanted to forget about it.
A tú krabicu som položila na poličku a už som na to chcela kompletne zabudnúť.
The Bible talks about someone else that had dreams.
Čiže Biblia hovorí tiež o niekom inom, kto mal sny.
In Genesis 37, we learn the story of Joseph.
Čiže v Biblii v Genesise 37 môžeme vidieť príbeh o Jozefovi.
And if you've grown up in church, I'm sure you've heard this story in Sunday school. It's a very familiar story to many of us.
Čiže určite ste tento príbeh počuli v nedeľnej škôlke, v besiedke.
But I want to talk about a little bit of Joseph's story with you today.
Ale chcela by som dnes rozprávať o tomto príbehu znovu.
Joseph was the youngest of 8 brothers.
Čiže Jozef bol najmladší z 8 bratov.
And he was very loved by his father.
A bol veľmi milovaný svojim otcom.
The Bible says he was the most loved by his father.
Biblia vraví, že bol najmilovanejším z jeho bratov.
He was so loved that his brothers were jealous of him.
A bol tak veľmi milovaný, že jeho bratia na neho žiarlili.
His father made him a beautiful robe and of course that made his brothers even more jealous.
Čiže otec mu vyrobil nádherný plášť a samozrejme to spôsobilo, že jeho bratia boli ešte viacej mu závideli.
In verse 5 of Genesis 37, the Bible talks about how Joseph had a dream one night and he ran to his brothers to tell them about this dream.
Čiže v 5. verši sa hovorí o tom, že Jozef mal sen a bežal za svojimi bratmi, aby im to povedal.
He said, I had this amazing dream that we were working in the fields and you all bowed down to me.
Čiže povedal, mal som taký úžasný sen a v tom sne sme pracovali na poli a potom ste sa mi všetci poklonili.
Now, do you see a problem with this? Anybody see a problem with this?
Čiže môžete vidieť nejaký problém v tomto?
Does anybody have any siblings here? Any brothers and sisters? Yes? Yeah?
Že máte niekto bratov, sestry?
Can you imagine if you went to your brothers and sisters? Do you have brothers or sisters? Brothers. If you went to your brothers and said, hey, God told me that you're going to bow down to me. Like, what would they probably do to you? Maybe punch you in the head?
Že keby toto Dušanovi niekto povedali, kebyže toto Dušan povie svojim bratom, tak asi by ho udreli za to.
I can't imagine for anybody that that would go over well.
Že neviem si predstaviť, že by to pre niekoho išlo dobre.
And I'm going to ask Lydia to read for you from verses 23 to 36 what Joseph's brothers, how they responded.
Čiže prečítam vám z Biblie z 37. kapitoly. Verš 23 až 36. Len čo Jozef došiel k svojim bratom, vyzliekli mu rúcho, dlhé rúcho, s rukávmi, čo mal na sebe. Potom ho chytili a hodili do cisterny. Cisterna však bola prázdna, nebolo v nej vody. Potom si sadli jesť. Keď pozdvihli oči, videli prichádzať karavanu Izmaelcov z Giládu. Ich ťavy niesli vzácnu živicu, balzám a mirhu. Dopravovali to do Egypta. Vtedy Júda povedal svojim bratom, čo by sme mali z toho, keby sme si brata zabili a krv utajili? Poďme, predáme ho Izmaelcov, ale rukou naň nesiahajme, lebo je náš brat a naše telo. A bratia ho posluchli. Keď popri nich prechádzali midianskí kupci, vytiahli Jozefa z cisterny a predali ho im Izmaelcov za 20 strieborných. Tí odviedli Jozefa do Egypta. Sorry, Nadia. Okay. Keď sa Ruben vrátil k cisterne, Jozefa v nej nebolo. Vtedy roztrhol si šaty, vrátil sa ku svojim bratom a povedal: "Chlapca niet, kamže sa je teraz podejem?" Vtedy vzali Jozefovo rúcho, zarezali kozla a namočili rúcho do krvi. Potom poslali rúcho s rukávmi, dali ho zaniesť otcovi a odkazali: "Toto sme našli. Pozri sa, či je to oblek tvojho syna a či nie." Keď si ho obzrel, povedal: "Je to rúcho môjho syna, divá zver ho zožrala." Istotne Jozef je roztrhaný. Vtedy si Jákob roztrhol plášť, položil si vrecovinu na bedrá a dlhý čas smútil za svojim synom. Všetci jeho synovia a dcery prišli, aby ho potešovali, ale nedal sa potešiť a povedal: "Nie, ja v smutku zostúpim ku svojmu synovi do záhrobia." Tak ho oplakával jeho otec. A Midianci ho predali v Egypte Potifarovi, veliteľovi z telesnej stráže.
Thank you, Lydia. See, the enemy was using something in Joseph's life that he often uses in ours to make us put our dreams in a box.
Čiže diabol si používa druhý ľudí, aby sme mohli naše sny zatvoriť do krabice.
And he did the same thing in my life.
A diabol urobil to isté v mojom živote.
And that is the people closest to us.
A robí to tak, že si používa na to tých najbližších ľudí.
Sometimes the people closest to us can hurt us the most.
A občas tí ľudia, ktorí sú nám najbližšie, nás dokážu najviac zraniť.
Maybe you're someone like me that's been hurt by someone that you love or someone that you should be able to trust.
Možno, že ste tu takí ako ja a boli ste zranení niekým, komu by ste mali najviac veriť alebo kto je vám najbližší.
I want you to know that God still has plans for your life.
Chcem vám povedať, že Pán Boh má stále plán pre váš život.
If something someone has done has caused you to give up on a dream, God hasn't given up.
A keď niekto spravil niečo, čo spôsobilo, aby ste sa vzdali vášho sna, chcem vám povedať, že Boh na ten sen nezabudol.
And he still wants to use you to reach the people around you.
A Boh stále chce použiť vás, aby ste mohli zasiahnuť ľudí, ktorí sú vo vašom okolí.
Later on in chapter 39, we learn about something else that happens to Joseph. And this is another thing that the enemy uses to keep us from God's plan.
Čiže v 39. kapitole čítame ďalej, čo môže nepriateľ použiť na to, aby nás držal preč od Božieho plánu.
Joseph was sold to an Egyptian man named Potiphar.
Čiže Jozef bol predaný egyptskému Potifarovi.
And we learn that Joseph was a faithful servant to Potiphar.
A dozvedáme sa z Božieho slova, že Jozef bol verným služobníkom Potifarovým.
He worked hard and God gave him favor.
Čiže pracoval tvrdo a Božia milosť bola nad ním.
And the Bible says that Potiphar trusted Joseph with everything because of how hardworking and faithful he was.
Čiže Biblia hovorí, že Potifar dôveroval Jozefovi úplne so všetkým, vo všetkom, pretože veľmi tvrdo pracoval.
In chapter 39, starting at verse 6, we read about something else, like I said, the enemy uses to keep us from our dreams, to squash our dreams.
Čiže v 39. kapitole sa dozvedáme ďalej, čo robí nepriateľ, aby rozrvil naše sny.
And I'm going to ask Lydia again to read some verses, but I would like some help, actually. Is Matthew still here? Oh, he's just about to leave. Can you come back? Okay. Because, you know, I spent a little bit of time with Matthew, and I know that he's a great actor, so I need some help to act out. I need him to be Joseph in this part. So as Lydia reads these verses, I just want you to act out what Joseph would have done, how he would have acted. Just be your best Joseph for us.
Čiže začal, čo ja budem čítať, tak Matúš sa pokusí zahrať podľa Božieho slova. Čiže čítam z Božieho slova. Tak ponechal Jozefovi v rukách všetko, čo mal, a popri ňom sa nestaral o nič, iba ak o chlieb, ktorý jedol. Jozef bol peknej postavy a krásny na pohľad. Po týchto udalostiach však žena jeho pána začala upierať oči na Jozefa, až mu povedala: "Ľahni si ku mne." On sa však zdráhal a povedal žene svojho pána: "Hľa, môj pán sa popri mne nestará o nič. Čo je v dome a všetko, čo má, zveril mne do rúk. Ani on sám nie je väčší v tomto dome ako ja. Nič mi neodoprel, okrem teba, keďže si jeho ženou. Ako by som teda mohol spáchať takú veľkú nešľachetnosť a zhrešiť proti Bohu? Aj keď Jozefa deň čo deň nahovárala, neposlúchol ju, neľahol si k nej a nestýkal sa s ňou. Istého dňa však, keď vošiel do domu, aby si vykonal prácu a z domácich nikto nebol v dome, chytila ho za šaty a povedala: ľahni si ku mne. On jej však nechal šaty v rukách, ušiel a vybehol von.
So, thank you, Matthew. So in these verses, and as Matthew and Lydia helped us see, we hear about another thing that the enemy uses to keep us from God's plan, and that thing is sin.
Čiže v týchto veršoch, tak ako nám to Matúš zobrazil, môžeme vidieť, čo nepriateľ robí, aby nás udržal od Božích snov alebo od Božích plánov.
Joseph and Matthew chose to do the right thing and they ran from sin.
Čiže Jozef a Matúš spravili správnu vec a to je to, že utekali od hriechu.
Sometimes we don't make the right choice.
Niekedy nerobíme správne rozhodnutia.
And sometimes we can mess up and feel like we can't run away.
Čiže niekedy urobíme chyby a nevieme utekať preč.
You might feel like you can never overcome the sin in your life or the temptation in your life.
Čiže možno sa cítite tak, že nikdy neprekonáte ten hriech alebo to pokušenie, ktoré je vo vašom živote.
But God, Jesus understands our sin and our temptation. And the Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive us when we do mess up.
Čiže Pán Boh rozumie tomu, akými pokušeniami a ťažkosťami prechádzame a on nám dáva silu to prekonať.
Yes. When my mom denied what happened to me, when she chose not to believe me, I ran.
Čiže keď mama urobila toto mne, že rozhodla sa, aby mi neverila, tak ja som v podstate zutekala.
I ran from home and most importantly I ran from God.
Ja som odišla z domu, zutekala som z domu a takisto som zutekala aj od Boha.
There was one thing that brought me back when I did come back and that was realizing that God's love for me hadn't changed.
Čiže bola len jedna vec, ktorá ma vrátila naspäť a to bolo to, že
that God's love hadn't changed.
Že Božia láska sa nezmenila.
And I remember lying in my bed one night and I remembered that time that I spent at the altar and I remembered the dream that he gave me.
Že pamätám si, ako som ležala vo svojej posteli a pamätám si, ako mi Boh zase vrátil ten sen, ktorý som mala.
And God told me in my heart that that dream was still alive, that dream was still there.
A Pán Boh mi povedal, že ten sen bol stále živý a že bol stále tam.
So I want to talk about one more thing that the enemy uses to keep us from God's plans. And again, this is from the story of Joseph. And this thing is what other people accuse us of, or sometimes the lies that we tell ourselves.
Čiže chcela by som zase hovoriť o tom, o ďalšom spôsobe, ako nás diabol môže udržiavať preč od jeho plánov, teda od Božích plánov, a to je tak...
Sorry, can you repeat the last part?
So, sometimes it's the lies that we tell ourselves that keeps...
Okay.
So, čiže sú to niekedy aj klamstva, ktoré hovoríme sami sebe.
Now, Joseph was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife.
Čiže Jozef bol nepravom obvinený Potifarovou ženou.
And he was wrongly imprisoned.
A takisto bol nepravom uväznený.
Sometimes people will accuse us of things and give us labels that we believe in our heart.
Čiže niekedy ľudia nás obvinia z vecí, ktoré nepravom nás obvinia z takých vecí a dajú nám nejakú nálepku.
And we believe lies that we're not good enough.
A my uveríme tým klamstvám, že nie sme dostatočne dobrí.
Or we can never succeed.
Alebo že nikdy nedokážeme uspieť.
And sorry. We hold ourselves, when we believe those lies, we hold ourselves prisoner, like Joseph was prisoner.
Že keď uveríme týmto klamstvám, tak staneme sa väzňami, takými, akým bol Jozef.
And by doing that, we put those dreams again in a box.
A keď to tak urobíme, tak vlastne zase zabalíme naše sny do krabice.
Now maybe you're someone that God has given dreams. I believe that there's people in this room that God has given dreams to.
Že verím tomu, že aj v tejto miestnosti je veľa ľudí, ktorým Boh dal sen.
Maybe it was as a child.
Možno ako dieťaťu.
Maybe you're 16 like me or younger.
Možno keď ste mali 16 rokov alebo keď ste boli ešte mladší.
But like the video says, sometimes life just happens.
Ale tak, ako to hovorilo to video, ako sa hovorilo vo videu, tak občas sa proste stanú veci v živote.
Perhaps it wasn't like me, maybe you weren't hurt by someone, but as you moved on in life, as you went to university, those dreams were just put aside.
Že možno sa to nestalo práve tak, že vás niekto zranil, ale možno sa to stalo len tak, že ste išli na univerzitu a zrazu už tie sny boli niekde v úzadí.
And sometimes our own desires and the things we want for ourselves start to take priority.
A niekedy naše vlastné túžby a naše priority zaberajú to miesto.
God wants to remind you that those he still has those plans for you and those dreams are still alive.
A Pán Boh vám chce pripomenúť dnes, že tieto sny sú stále živé.
I believe he wants to use you to change the world.
Verím tomu, že Boh chce použiť vás, aby zmenil tento svet.
One thing I love about this church is your passion for God and your passion for this city.
Čiže jednu vec, ktorej verím, je vaša vášeň pre toto mesto.
I believe that he wants to use you to reach this city and to reach the Slovakia for the Lord.
Verím tomu, že Pán Boh vy máte vášeň preto, aby ste mohli priviesť ľudí v tomto meste k Bohu.
He wants to use you to reach the students in your school or the coworkers in your workplace.
Chce, aby ste zasiahli ľudí vašich spolužiakov alebo vašich ľudí, s ktorými pracujete.
And maybe he wants to send you to be a missionary. Just like I came here from Canada, maybe he wants to send you to Canada to be a missionary. Because Canada needs missionaries, let me tell you.
Čiže možno vás Pán Boh chce poslať na misiu, tak ako ja som prišla šla do Kanady, tak možno, že aj Pán Boh vás chce poslať do Kanady.
There is nothing that God cannot do through your life.
Nič nie je, čo by Boh nedokázal urobiť cez váš život.
The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you.
Tá istá sila, ktorá spôsobila, že Ježiš stal z mŕtvych, tá istá sila žije vo vás.
And if you believe that and you hold on to that and step out in faith, God wants to use you to do amazing things.
A keď tomu veríte a vykročíte vo viere, Boh vás môže použiť na akomkoľvek mieste.
Another thing that he might want to do in your life is use you to reach the Roma.
A ďalšia vec, ktorú Boh cez vás môže urobiť, je to, že môžete zasiahnuť aj Rómov.
Now, I told you that my team came from Canada in July, last July, to work with Roma kids, and we are coming again this summer.
Čiže už som vám spomínala, že v lete sme tu boli s týmom, misijným týmom, a pracovali sme s rómskymi deťmi a chceli by sme prísť opäť toto leto.
And we are hoping to have 3 or 4, Pastor Igor, or as many as want to come, we're hoping to have some of you join us on this mission.
Čiže my dúfame, že niektorí z vás prídu a zapoja sa do tejto misie.
So I have a few pictures of our team from last year that maybe Peter can put up on the screen.
Že máme niekoľko obrázkov z minulého roku, ktoré Peter snáď sa mu podarí zobraziť.
So we visited Roma camps, we visited 2 camps a day, and we shared stories of the gospels.
Čiže navštívili sme 2 osady a podarilo sa nám zdieľať s nimi evanjelium.
We did drama. You can see that we also had some actors like Matthew on our team.
Čiže robili sme aj divadielko. Môžete vidieť, že máme tam niektorých hercov, podobne ako Matúša.
And we sang songs.
A spievali sme piesne.
And we did lots of activities with them.
A robili sme rôzne aktivity.
Everything we did was so simple.
Všetko, čo sme robili, bolo veľmi jednoduché.
And on our team there were students just like you that came along with us.
A v našich tímoch bolo veľa študentov takých ako ste vy.
You don't have to be a pastor, you don't have to be, you know, a God can use anybody and he can work through anybody.
Že nemusíte byť práve pastorom, ale môžete byť hocikým a Boh chce, Boh môže použiť hocikoho.
And I believe that as you start to reach out and allow yourselves to get messy like the video talked about.
Čiže ja verím tomu, že ak sa zapojíte a dovolíte, budete ochotní sa v úvodzovkách zašpiniť, ako sme to videli vo videu,
the rest of the world is going to notice.
A zvyšok sveta si to všimne.
They're going to notice this church that, you know, does crazy things like reach out to the Roma.
Čiže svet si všimne týchto ľudí, ktorí sú pripravení zasiahnuť Rómov.
Going to know there's something different about those people.
A svet si všimne, že niečo je iné na týchto ľuďoch.
So I just like to ask you some questions just as I close, and then I'd like to have just a time of prayer if anybody wants to you know, come to the front for prayer, if that's okay to do. But I want to ask you a few questions.
Čiže chcela by som sa vás opýtať niekoľko otázok a potom sa budeme modliť.
Are you willing to not let anything hold you back from the plan that God has for you?
Čiže si ochotný nenechať nič, aby ťa zdržiavalo od Božieho plánu.
Are you willing to allow God to use you to change your world?
Si pripravený na to, aby si dovolil Bohu, aby cez teba zmenil život.
And for whatever reason you maybe put those dreams aside and have forgotten about God's plans, are you willing to dream again?
Z akéhokoľvek dôvodu si odložil tieto sny,
are you willing to dream again?
Yes.
Si ochotný zase snívať?
Okay. Well, I'm going to just close in prayer, and maybe can we open up the altar if anybody wants to come to the front for prayer. Okay. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for this time, Lord Jesus, that you've been with us, Lord, and that you've spoken to our hearts.
Pane, ďakujeme ti za to, za tento čas, ktorý sme mali spolu a že sme mohli mať otvorené srdcia na to, čo ty máš pre nás, Pane.
Lord, I know that there's people here, Lord, that you have spoken to, Lord, that you've given dreams to.
Bože, ja viem, že na tomto mieste sú ľudia, ktorým si dal do srdca sny.
I know there's people who have wondered, Lord, if they can about stepping out in faith and doing something for you.
Bože, viem, že si im dal do srdca to, aby vykročili vo viere a dali ti svoje srdcia.
And they've wondered, is that really from God?
A ľudia sa pýtajú, Pane, že je to naozaj od teba?
Lord, for whatever reason that we've put those dreams aside and that we've forgotten about it.
Bože, z akéhokoľvek dôvodu sme odložili tieto sny a zabudli sme na ne.
I pray that today would be a day that we would again start pursuing the plans that you have for us.
Sa modlím, aby to bol deň, ktorý zase vezmeme tieto sny a začneme snívať znovu.
Lord, I thank you for your plans, Lord, to use this church, to use these young adults, these youth, to change the city and to change the world.
Bože, ďakujem ti za tento zbor a za týchto mladých ľudí, ktorí sú tu a sú pripravení zmeniť svet pre teba.
I pray that you will continue to draw people in the city to you, Lord, through them.
Bože, modlím sa, aby si priniesol týchto ľudí ku svetu, aby mohli priniesť ďalších ľudí k tebe.
I pray these things in your awesome name.
Modlím sa v tvojom predivnom mene. Amen.
Amen.